Yeah, that's a good thing. You guys close enough to Simplex? Yeah. We are close enough to Simplex when he's in Medford. And it's like just barely close enough. But usually we just use my repeater, or when he's up at the homestead, then he comes in through Elk. That's one thing I'd like to do as far as, I'm not sure how it works. I mean, I've been out of radio for so long and electronics. Well, I've always dabbled in electronics, but since the military, but I would really like to see how basically the utilization of repeaters on a Simplex channel. I'm not even sure if it's legal or what, but it'd be kind of pretty cool to get some really heavy coverage here in the Klamath Basin, especially as widespread as we are, and with these fire seasons we got going. I think it'd be a neat thing to do if it was possible anyway. Well, I'm sure I'll be corrected, but yeah, I don't think you can use or do repeater stuff on Simplex channels. That's why they're designated differently. Yeah, I don't think you can use them on link channels, basically like Jeff and Dell's got. But I know they, I think it's, I forget what I was reading on, so I read of something, that you can actually, there are repeaters that you can turn around and put like out in hunting, camping areas, and put the repeater up to a high point and program it for a certain frequency, GMRS frequencies, and use it for just a local centralized repeater system, which is what I would be looking at. Oh, are you talking about the type of repeater where it's basically like a message deposit and retrieval type setup? Yeah, Brandon, I really have no idea. It's slipping my vocabulary for some reason, but I'll look it up here in a second. Okay, well, I do know that Drew has some sort of a repeater where you can, like, record a message. And then as long as you put in the right, you key up the right code or whatever, it'll play the message that was left for you. I think more of what I'm talking about, I think it's Redivis. It's a Redivis repeater, and what I'm looking at is like when we got our hunt unit is Ukiah, and we're nowhere near any linked repeaters as far as Ukiah, but we're going to be having scouts out on our elk hunt, basically to where what I'm looking at is buying, I think it's the Redivis repeater, putting it up at one of the high points, basically so that we have communication within the party, basically all the way around. Okay, yeah, so you're talking about like the Redivis RT97S, and I want to say there's like a Midland version as well. And yeah, that's just a, those are just portable repeaters, and I think they claim like 10 watt output or whatnot, and it's usually right around 5 is what you actually get. I have one. I got to get it going.